Roger that. Well, that's great, Dave. I don't know if I ever mentioned, my name's Joe. I'm on a handheld. I'm located in Fenton. Yeah, that's great. Well, David, what you did there is you made the mistake of turning it on and letting the smoke out, you know? that's happened to me in the past, believe me. I think the worst thing I had in a long while here was I had a air variable that arced due to an antenna problem, and when it arced, it soldered the, it was a high voltage arc, and it soldered the rotor to the stator in an air variable capacitor, which of course took an 8877 out, just boom, out, and now I use that tube as a paperweight. I like it so much because it's an iMac too. That's the worst part. It wasn't a Svetlanov. It was a iMac, and I've got it on my desk here as a paperweight. But that's the kind of stuff that happens.
Yeah, Roger. And you're right. You know, you can get into that stuff and work on it and fix it. I still love it. What I'm going to do is. The main shack's got the FTVX 5000 in it, which I absolutely love that rig. That is just a wonderful radio. But I love my old stuff, and so I'm eventually going to remodel my shack. And instead of it being built on the desk like you see it, it's going to be more of like a wraparound table that takes up the room. And I want to put the whole SV line back together, so all the pieces are set up as a retro 70s heat kit station. But for now, it is what it is. And I modified the spectrum scope and the band scope to work with the FTDX 5000, which is crazy. I mean, who would do something that ridiculous? But I love those old scopes so much. I just wanted to see them flickering all the time. So I spent the time to design some interfaces and make it go. But I think I will eventually make it more of the modern shack and the shack that I grew up with. Anyways, yeah, Joe, nice talking to you. I'm still sounding this. The repeater's coming in really well. I'm surprised. And I just got a quarter wave that stuck on the back rear window just sitting alongside the car. And I'm talking on an FT70D, so about maybe 5 watts. I can't believe I'm still hanging in there. So probably going to drop like rock. So that's 73D, Joe. Nice talking to you. We're cranking right now. So probably run into you again, November 8th, Delta Tango.